You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
All right, the Bartometer has been instructed to help me. So it's not completely the Bartometer's list. I've had some input, but it has been instructed to help me. The top eight collection of drops provided by callers.
Wow.
So I wanted to, you know, get this Bart of Official Intelligence input on ranking these caller drops, because I think a lot of what puts this show together is, honestly, the callers. We don't get to do this. We don't get the great send-off without everybody that's listening. And this is not me kissing strangers' ass, because I haven't met any of you. This is just the reality. We don't have a job if people don't listen. And sometimes we don't have a job even when people listen. It's very weird business. So the only...
Yeah, we have a very successful show that a lot of people love. And that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, you have to be famous, not successful. But so the only prerequisite I gave to the Bartometer was like, listen, it can't just be a caller gave us a quality drop for one time. No one-offs. They have to have a minimum of two in order to qualify for the Bartometer's list. And we do have an honorable mention, because we had some great callers that provided some great drops. So our honorable mention is Brandon in Chicago, who provided these two gems.
These little guys can get through the small holes.
Who's J.J. Stokes?
Who's J.J. Stokes is one of the funniest things on the planet to me. Now, I never had the opportunity to use it in a drop, which is why the Bartometer took it into consideration and left it at 9/honorable mention. But Brandon has always been a quality caller and wanted to show him a little bit of love. Sorry you did not make the Bartometer's list, but at least we got you out there. So, Bartometer, if you can follow my direction for the very first time in your existence, let's get to the number 8 caller. And the very first collection of drops is going to be Lou from Rochester, New York. Lou is a very lively fellow. He does know his ball, I will say that. But it sounds sometimes he sounds like he puts on his best Barry in Boston impersonation. So here is Lou's collection of drops. That's literally him just trying to figure his thoughts of what he wants to say next. And then, for whatever reason, he could never get Brian Daboll's name right. This is how he kept calling the former coach of the Giants.
The Bowl.
Brian Daboll. And the following two gems are also Lou in Rochester.
Yeah, he sucks.
Why?
So, Lou, number 8 on the Bartometer.
I like this because sometimes I'm not sure who, and then I also like this because you're doing the work and I'm just watching the game.
Oh, yeah. Now this, just let me know if Jackson Smith and Jigba's for us. All right, Bartometer, number 7, please. Now, I believe we've only heard from this caller twice, if memory serves. But what an impact one of his calls made. And this is Dave in Calgary, Canada. Now, Dave one time had a very emotional call with us. I don't exactly remember what prompted it, but he gave the following two gems. One you hear on the open that we play at the top of the hour, and that's this.
Carlos is a flower.
The funniest thing on the planet, but I wasn't the only flower. He basically went on to say this as well.
You're a flower.
Because he was talking to Bart.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And then he actually also said everyone's a flower, but I didn't clip that for whatever reason. So Dave in Calgary, congratulations. Very short window in terms of calls, but what a memorable impact that he made to the point that it made the open. All right, number 6. Mm-hmm. Billy Ray in Oceanside, California.
I am shocked.
To be honest, I thought he would be higher on the list, but the Bartle meter had some other factors that it wanted me to keep into considerations. And again, we are kind of co-doing this list together, me and the Bartle meter. The Bartle meter is an actual device that Bart has shipped over here. Lots of freight charges. Thank God I'm not footing the bill on that. But Billy Ray from Oceanside, California, number six on the Bartle meter's list, provided the following cuts for ours.
How we doing, Wonder Bread? He is the whitest man I know.
Billy Ray know how to use a gun?
Billy Ray know how to use a gun. It might be one of the funniest things I've ever used on the planet. Billy Ray, this is a tough list to beat. So you know, if you're at six, you must have some heavy hitters ahead of you. So let's find out who's at number five. Now, my memory does serve me. We've actually only spoke to this person one time, just once, and this was several months ago. But Teresa in Alabama had two of the funniest drops I'd ever played in my life. One I used to use a lot, the other one I used sparingly, but I believe we were talking about the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. So when we brought up Tomlin specifically, she said,
I like him.
And then we brought up somebody else. I don't know if it was Aaron Rodgers, but then she provided this with a different tone.
I think they suck.
So that's Teresa in Alabama, a one-and-done caller, but two drops out of that one call. So all Teresa at number five cracks the Bartle meter. At number four. A surprise new addition to our caller lineup. I wish this person would have called in a little bit earlier because, again, only a handful of calls, but drops galore. Now, we have two drops that we're going to single out from this caller, and that's Norma in Iowa. Norma, who called in just yesterday to talk about her Seahawks. Her fandom's a little bit all over the place. I believe she was also a Mariners fan as well. But she provided two just drop-dead funny drops for me, and we'll go ahead and play those right now.
Blah, blah, blah. Thanks, man.
Norma's energy, which just bounced off of the charts, the Bartle meter just loves the blah, blah, blah drop because you can play it at any time. And thanks, man, works for a variety of reasons as well. So Norma from Iowa making the Bartle meter. Let's see who's next. And again, we are doing the best collection of drops from callers that provided multiple drops. So no one-offs here. In your top three, who can possibly leave out Greg from Michigan on any list that involves callers?
Upset.
But Greg, only at number three. So who are going to be the two people ahead of them? But Greg, a content machine galore when it comes to drops. I got too many to play from, so we're just going to bang them all in one succession.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And right now.
Yo!
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
We're off the shizzle. 6 inches to the left, 6 inches to the right, and they go in.
I feel them.
And of course, two of his classic trademarks.
Oh my God.
And finally,
go for your dreams.
Yeah.
There is no Greg from Michigan / Mr. Positive call complete without a go for your dreams.
Go for your dreams.
But somehow Greg can only be at number three. So, Bartle meter, who is number two?
I got no idea.
Well, you might in 2 seconds when I drop this hint. This person is an absolute train wreck. Every time he calls, my stomach turns. Because we don't know what we're going to get, but we do know what we're going to get. It's usually incoherent, nonsensical nonsense.
Terrible.
And that's Barry from Boston. Greg, He puts in the effort, tries to do a good call, wants to spread positivity. Barry from Boston is, and I'm trying to put this in nicely, is a pathological liar. He said he was going to go to Brazil for the Packers-Eagles game a couple years ago. He wanted to pay for Shep and Bart to go to Brazil with him. And then, you know, I don't believe
him. I did not think the show would even make it 2 years when we were talking about that every night.
Yeah, so it was an awful payoff because then we never heard from him. In fact, this whole thing predated me. It was actually in the Shep era of the Bart Winkler show. But Barry, with my time being here, went ahead and just provided some drops as well. We'll go ahead and play them.
It was awesome.
Everything is awesome. Or if it's not awesome, it's
terrible. Oh, God.
And the following collection of things were just absolute one-offs that perfectly encapsulates what Barry is.
Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-P-I. Intermission, no, I cannot even start.
Barry Bird.
And finally.
What's that?
What's that drop? I played that one to the ground a couple of times.
What's that?
It works on so many levels. But Barry still only made it to number two.
You're a really good producer, but.
But?
Where was this kind of stuff?
Go screw. All right, it's the last show. And finally, Bartometer, can you be so kind to provide who the hell beat Barry? Who beat Greg? Norma, Teresa, Billy Ray, Dave in Calgary, Lou in Rochester. Who is your number one collection of drops provided by a caller?
Spence is killing them.
Dare I say, friend of the show, question mark? We have had some times with this caller. This caller has been upset when he can't get through to the lines. There's just nothing we can do. People want to talk to us. We are very popular. And probably in my opinion, I think I would have him a little bit lower on the list. But the Bartometer appreciates the quality and the variety of drops provided by Emily in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Noted Chiefs fan who provided these two drops along with some other hilarious things. Emily is a bubbly person. I've come to know her talking behind the scenes. She's great. I believe she's a Uber or Lyft or driver. I'm being loose because neither of them sponsor us. But she does some kind of ride sharing stuff.
Uber did sponsor us.
They didn't sponsor us lately because we would be on the air. She also provided some of the
following. I don't think that was the problem.
She also provided some of the following drops here.
Yes. Uh-huh.
These three together might be some my favorites.
Put it in your mouth. It's all about sucking. Pull off the meat.
And one of the funniest brain farts of all time.
What the hell is his name?
So Emily in San Diego, according to the Bartometer, number one on our list of callers who have provided multiple drops. So to recap, we had Lou in Rochester at 8. Dave in Calgary at 7, Billy Ray from Oceanside, California at 6, Teresa in Alabama at 5, Norma in Iowa at 4, Greg in Michigan for 3, Barry in Boston at 2, and our number one caller to provide multiple drops, Emily in San Diego. Bartometer, you did a great job. We do need to get to some real callers who will not be able to provide any drops because we're not going to be here after tomorrow, but well done. You've earned your rest.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.